It's time for Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, the Posey County Co-op, Auto Car Trader, Bud's Hardware, the Mount Vernon M Club, Russell's Excavating, Green Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty, and Expressway Jeep and Chrysler.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Mount Vernon High School Basketball Coaches Show right here on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. I'm Alan Buck, sitting here with Coach Novsik. We're going to cover some basketball from last week and look forward to next week. And with all that, you got to work around the holidays and stuff. Coach, appreciate your time. Say good evening to you, and hope we didn't have the results last week that you'd hoped for or anything. Tuesday was one hard-fought battle with Heritage Hills, and the Heritage Hills players, they know how to win. You know, they got football players, and they've been very successful. They tend to feel entitled on the basketball court, and Mount Vernon doesn't buy into that. They go toe-to-toe with them, and you're going to trade body blows like boxers, and see what happens in the end. And you had unfortunate lost Meyer Robb middle of the third quarter, and that changed things a little bit.
Well, you know, I don't have as much history with Heritage Hills as you do about the entitled part. I had a lot of respect for them going into this game. I mean, you could tell they had a good team, and I think his name was Gray, number 14. He just kind of showed us what a competitor does that really wants to win a game. And I think that's the one thing that I pointed out to these kids with Gibson Southern. When you get kids that are a part of successful programs like they are in football, it tends to translate when they get to basketball. And they were, the games are physical. Much more. Honestly, the games are far more physical than I thought they would be at the high school level. I thought there would be more. And we're going to make some adjustments to that, to how we play, how we guard, because it's just – and I don't see it just in our games. I mean, I watch – we scout teams and we watch games, and it's pretty much across the board. Wood Memorial the same way. And so we're going to make some adjustments to that, how we defend and defend cutters and things like that. But, it was disappointing in that we got – it was a critical point. I mean, when Meyer went down, I think we were up one. We actually had a three-point lead with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Yep.
And to be honest with you, Alan, from an offensive standpoint, it wasn't like Meyer was dominating the game. I mean, he I don't think he had a basket the second half. Obviously, he got hurt. But there was plenty in wearing the maroon to get it done, even without him out. And we didn't execute. We made some bad decisions. And one of the things that continues to be a concern, and we're going to, we got a whole practice slate of it here again, is that we continue to turn the ball over, Alan, in critical situations. And really, not when I say that, we're not getting pressed. We're not really getting just incredible pressure on us. We're just kind of careless. We're making bad decisions on the drive, where we go with the ball, impatience, some of it. We had a couple bad possessions there, and then they came down and the kid went after balls. He drove around us. He posted us up. We made some adjustments, and he went to work. And all respect, they're a good team. I mean, we've played. I mean, I look at this, and we've lost four. We've lost to good teams. Mm-hmm. These aren't bums. Now, I want to win them, and I think this is going to help us. We've played two home games. We've had an unusual, maybe from what other teams have had, I don't know. But one of the things we've tried to make a point of here, it doesn't matter where you're playing. The game's the same.
That's right. They're
10 feet high, the old Hoosier stuff, the court's same.
Right.
But there's times in games, and the Wood Memorial is the same way, where, right now, we've not done a great job of instilling a kind of a pride within the game of this possession matters, and if this guy doesn't do it, we need a collective, letting each other, holding each other accountable.
Right.
I don't think we're doing that enough right now, and I know as a staff we're certainly working on that part of it. you know, we're just conceding things, I think, at certain points. And then, you know, we got into the same way a little bit at Woodman Memorial. We're not getting the balls. You know, we're giving guys possessions. You know, we're giving up too many offensive rebounds, and it's not always hurting us. I thought we had a pretty good offensive rhythm Friday at Wood Memorial. But we'd come down, and we were just – if we didn't give them a basket, then we'd give them a rebound. It's like we never got – you know, we got taken a little bit out of our flow. But they just – they were – and we spent a lot of time on it now. It was disappointing with some of the things that they did. We knew what they were going to do. They're a good team. I mean, they're a very good offensive team. And yeah. They play hard. And you've got to match that. You can't let a team that like Wood Memorial that really like to play fast, really like to score, you can't let it be easy for them. And we did in the first half. And then it carried a little bit in the second half. We ran out of steam. But, you know, this was a game where, you know, I thought Nash Hostetter did some really good things that he hadn't been doing. But it was a game that we needed to get him out, and we couldn't.
Right.
We just couldn't. I mean, and that's kind of the situation we're in. A little bit. We talked about slowing the game down some even before. We worked on some things that we have in our bag. We didn't really do it because the game didn't. You know, I was afraid of just a complete 100-mile-an-hour game, which I didn't think we were going to be able to play with these guys because of our depth. But, you know, I'm disappointed, Al. I'm disappointed because we're not looking at one another right now and having an expectation that this guy's going to do what he's supposed to do at that time, and I'm going to let him know. And we've got to get to that point, and I think we will, because I think we've got good kids that right now, I think we're trying – some of this is foreign to them.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes – we talked about this – I talked with Coach Fisher in football. There's sometimes teams don't – a team will create a bad matchup for you. Just you might be comparable record-wise, comparable skill-wise – but just the way the teams play, it's not a good match at all. That's the way with Wood Memorial. I thought when you had the preseason scrimmage, you battled them pretty – the first two quarters, we beat them.
Yeah.
But it was just good, hard, competitive basketball between similar teams. The game Friday, they just the way the matchups were, we didn't match well with them.
Well, you know, when you look at that scrimmage, and you know, we talked about that when it happened. You know, Alan, they came out after that thing and kind of went at us. And it was, but, you know, you also get scrimmage. I think the totality of that scrimmage, I think Meyer had 30 points. Meyer played extremely well offensively in that scrimmage. And and it's just when you – at the stage we are right now, it really – from a guard standpoint, it really doesn't matter, like, how much a guy plays or scores. If you take one of our guards out, we've got a deficit of just minutes right there that's hard to replace right now. And we've got some young kids that we threw out there. We'll continue to do so when we can because, you know, we're going to have to.
I'd like to point out Keaton Givens. I thought in the Heritage Hills game, he went way above and beyond what you could have expected out of him from what he'd done previously. He just really raised the bar, and I thought, wow, good job on him. And now, you know, I used to tell players, okay, now you've done it. You've raised the level of my expectations for you. You're going to have to compete at that level every time. And that's I just was so impressed with what he did.
You know, and that's what he didn't do, and I will address this with Keaton today, and we did it after the game. That's – you know, he came in the game at Wood Memorial and didn't have that kind of, production for Keaton. And what Keaton has done from the day he's been out here this summer is he is completely bought into being a hard-playing, dive-on-the-floor, do the dirty work, get your hands dirty kind of guy. And he hasn't batted. I mean, what you see in games, what you've seen, I'm sure the fans have seen of him, you know, the cartwheel he does at North Posey. He's on the ground at Heritage. We see that every day. He does that every day. And that's what was disappointing about Wood Memorial. He came in the game, and we needed him to get some rebounds in there and compete. And their kid, number 32, I should know his name because he wore us out. But he was a terrific – we got him, but, you know, Condor gave him confidence. And then he beat us the balls there in the first half. These were 50-50 balls, and these were things that Keaton – that's been his deal, and it's going to be his deal. And he's going to progress. You know,
absolutely.
We're playing him, you know, some quarters in JV, so he gets a little bit more offensive touches where he's – because offensively, you know, we don't – you know, we need to finish at the rim and screen and things like that. We don't. He's not somebody we're going to ask to score a lot of points at the varsity level, but he needs to continue, and he's done that. I think every coach has got a kind of a special feeling for a kid that's going to go dive on a floor mm-hmm. at any time oh, and yeah. sacrifice his body. And he's done that. Now it's time for him to take the next step where, and I've talked to him about, you need to go at the rim with the ball trying to score it the way you go after a ball on the floor.
Right.
That same kind of tenacity. And he can still, I think he's a guy that can go. One of the things that we did at North Posey, and we did some at Wright's that we haven't done, we didn't do it, is get rebounds out of our area. Mm-hmm. And going after balls, two hands, going after, you know, maybe knocking somebody over. And one of the things that's been kind of evident with these games is the officials are going to allow some physical contact. Mm-hmm. And we've got to start being the hammer, not the nail. And I think we were the nail Friday. And in the second half, some at Heritage Hills. And, it's just, we continue. We've got some time here. As you mentioned, the holidays, we don't have school. We're going to practice today. Tomorrow we're going to take Christmas Eve, Christmas Day off. These kids be with their families. And then we're going to get back in it. And we've got an unusual kind of a schedule here that we're going to play Monday at noon, and we can't practice. We're not allowed to practice on Sunday.
Right.
So we're going to go twice, 26th, 27th. We'll travel the 28th, and we're going to play two games on Monday and then another game Tuesday. So it's a little bit different right now, but part of it.
Yeah, that is. You were talking about diving on the floor, loose balls and stuff, whether it's Keaton Giver or somebody else. That's always been a hallmark of Mount Vernon basketball because we usually have so many football players, and football players hit the floor first. They don't care. The floor is not much harder than what they run into all the time. And that's the thing. We haven't seen quite as much of it this year. There have been times, but I've been here, this is my eighth year, it's been every single year, every single ball. Yeah. If there's a loose ball, yahoo, we've got it.
Yeah.
And this year, like you said, some of the 50-50 ball has been going the other way, and that's not
it's
the way
not
it is.
But it's really not been the balls on the floor, Alan. It's been the balls up in the air,
well,
off the glass. That's the ones that the 50-50s I'm talking more about that we're not going at with two hands. It's like we're trying to tip it to over here, but we have done that. I mean, we talked about Reese Harshberger at North Posey right out of shoot. We pointed it out, Brady Meyer. I mean, two-handed, I'm going up and I'm getting this thing, and that's what it takes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's take our first break here, and we will come back after a few messages here. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Asgrow and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Buying a used vehicle doesn't have to be difficult. And when you come to Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon, it's not. This week's Vehicle of the Week is a 2021 Chevrolet Equinox all-wheel drive. It's a four-door blue SUV with just 87,000 miles on it. It has a 1.5-liter turbocharged four-cylinder and gets 25 miles per gallon in the city and 30 on the highway. It's a clean one-owner vehicle, and you can take it home today for just $16,690. Check out the pictures online at actpreowned.com or swing by the lot at 312 College Avenue in Mount Vernon. Financing is available for all credit situations at Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon. And Merry Christmas.
Christmas is just days away, and Bud's Hardware wants to help you make the big day a success. Swing by and pick up batteries. AA and AAA 24 packs for $9.99 apiece. Get LED flashlights in 200 and 175 lumens for $9.99 apiece. And if you need a last-second present, check out the stock of tools at Bud's Hardware. Open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until 5. Merry Christmas from Bud's Hardware in Mount Vernon.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student-athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
Are you craving zesty, authentic Italian pizza? Well, there's only one, DiMaggio's. Also enjoy savory pasta, calzones, wings, Italian sandwiches, salads, and cannoli. Can't wait? Then order online at orderdimaggios.com. DiMaggio's Italian Pizza, voted best in the tri-state. Open Tuesday through Saturday in Mount Vernon and now in Evansville at 3848 North First Avenue. DiMaggio's.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mount Vernon High School Basketball Coaches Show on 106.7 WMBI and MountVernonRadio.com. I'm Alan Buck, sitting here with Coach Novsek. We talked about last week, you know, not having the results that you wanted, but now you got a little bit of time, a little bit of breathing space. The kids aren't in school, so from that aspect, maybe you get a little bit more of their focus, but with Christmas in the middle of this week, maybe it's hard to keep that focus. And then you're looking at a pretty good, what's going to be, I think, a fun couple of days next week. You got three games in 2 days, two on Monday and one on Tuesday. But how are you going about the mindset of adjusting the mindset of these kids after they know they weren't, you know, they know they didn't play like they wanted to last week? And how are you going to retool it so come Monday, it's going to be good, solid Mount Vernon Wildcat basketball again?
Well, I think we know we've got a little bit of time here right now where we can really kind of address our own needs, our own concerns that we have. I think we can, you know, we're going to put some more things in on both sides of the ball because we have some time to do that. We're not worried so much right now about a game prep. Now, as we get back after Christmas, you know, Robbie will get this going in on East Central. I don't, you know, actually nothing, not heard of school, not sure where it's at. But, you know, we'll certainly dive into that and give them the respect they, you know, provide. And we may have to look, you know, the other side of the bracket. We're going to turn around and play. This is going to be, it's almost going to be like, you know, a June type of deal where you're going to play or turn around and play again. And 3 or 4 hours, and you're not going to have time to really prep. And one of those teams on the other side is Bishop Bluers, who is a traditional power.
Oh yeah,
and it would really be great, I think, for us. I mean, we're probably going to, obviously we're going to have to win. I don't see them, you know, they're probably going to lose. But it's going to be neat. Kids get to go, you know, get to play away, play in a tournament atmosphere. I'm not sure what this will be like. I know I grew up in Illinois, and you had. Holiday tournaments were huge in the state of Illinois. Christmas tournaments particularly they are massive all throughout the state of Illinois. And we actually had a Thanksgiving tournament every year in Danville, Illinois. And it was just a great experience to come up, you know, schools from all over, well, I say all over the state would be there. And then the Christmas tournaments were huge. And it was just a great experience to go and play. And it's kind of like, you know, the state tournament a little bit, in that you've got multiple games. You don't have great time to prepare, but you know, just a chance to get out and play some people from outside the area.
Right.
Joe set this tournament up. It looks like it's fairly well. I'm just looking at the people that have the work we've done, you know, that's very organized. I think it's going to be a neat experience for our kids. And then, you know, you want to win games, obviously. But mm-hmm. I think it always you're trying to have a we're going to travel. We're going to stay in a hotel for two nights, you know, and you hope at this time, too, these kids spend – and these kids spend a lot of time together anyway, I think.
Yeah.
Obviously now there's no school, there's no, you know, girlfriends, whatever, you know, that go on. It's just a team. And you know, unfortunately, you don't really have a lot of time to do anything like in the area or whatever. I mean, you're going to play. I mean, you get up, you're going to go up there, you know, we'll get in that night. And, you know, obviously two games, turn around, you wake up. And depending on, you know, what you do, what time you play, and you're going home. But we're looking forward to it. Chance to get, you know, get away and do something different.
Yeah, you talked about not having the prep time and all between games and stuff. That's the time you just focus on doing what Mount Vernon does and just improve that and don't worry about the other team as much. I mean, yeah, you're competing against them, but your main opponent every night is your own potential. Yeah. You got to get to your own potential, and no matter who you play, if you play to your own potential, that's successful.
That's something we're going to address here, Alan, in about 20 minutes, is our opponent of ourself and our potential, because I think right now that's what's kind of I won't call it a roadblock, maybe a cone right now.
Yeah.
I see that, you know, we've got to plow through, and we've got the – and I don't – you know, kids, I don't – they're not naturally going to understand it. You'll have some really dyed-the-wool competitors who just, you know, do that, but unless it's collective – I know at the college level, and I haven't even talked about the NBA level. I don't know so much the high school level. You know, they talk about the best teams are player led teams, not coach led teams. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've got to get to where some guys, we talk about taking ownership, investing. Right. You know, the old saying, it's a lot harder to surrender the more you put into it. And I think that's it's stepping out. We talk all the time. You know, for as long as I've coached, one of the biggest things the kids you talked about is leaving their comfort zone.
Right.
You know, Nick Saban's old saying, there's the pain of discipline or the pain of regret. What it is, you know, what you put into this thing right now, and it could provide you, you know, a lifetime of memories of success. But it's not going to be easy.
No, it isn't. But you've got a senior dominated team, and this goes back to the first or maybe the second football coaches show. We had several of the players come in each week, and one of them said pretty much what you just said. He said, "You know, in the past, this has been a coach led team, but now we have so many seniors. We've been through so much of it. It's going to be more player led, and so some of those kids are sitting here in your locker room, and they understand that principle. So you've got an easier road to get there than what a lot of coaches would, because I think these kids already understand that. They just haven't put it all together yet for you.
Well, we have a kind of a mantra here that I took from the University of Nevada, action speak.
Yeah.
You know, I hearing about it, talking about it, it's great. But, you know, action speak of stepping out there and, you know, not worrying so much. You know, I know Robbie talks to these guys a lot about being cool. You know, Barry Collier, a guy I worked for, had a saying. He said all the time, you want to look good, you want to be good. You know, there's there's a step the guys have to take where it's like, okay, this isn't going to be necessarily socially acceptable. My peers, my buddies look at this and see. You know, that's why, we talk about Keaton Givens. You know, it's like, he didn't care. I mean, that ball's over there. I'm going to stick my – and it's funny how those guys never get hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. You would think they would, but it's if you play halfway, you're going to get injured. Yeah. If you play to the wall, you're not going to get.
But you know, no kid when they lace them up, you know, say, you know, you walk out and say, I'm going to be that guy. You know, I'm going to be. You know, it evolves. That's what you do, and it becomes a habit. I mean, we talk to these kids all the time. It's about habits, and you know, I think that's just kind of the step right now is. You know, I worked for a guy, he had a saying, one man can make a majority. And sometimes it just takes one person to step up there and say, hey, I'm tired of it. I want this standard. I'm gonna hold you to that standard in this one. And we get to that point, we're going to, you know, we'll win more games. And these kids, it's funny that once they do it, they're going to have an enjoyment that they can't foresee right now. When you put everything, like, you know, I looked in the locker room here after the Rights game, and you could see in these kids' eyes that for a day and a half, I think it's probably as focused as they've been. And because, you know, what we had convinced them of a little bit, if you don't, you could get embarrassed. You know, this was a talented team that if you don't bring it and you don't set the tone, you know, they could you know, end up on you. And
The Rights game on paper, it was their game all the way. They were, I mean, and it could have been a blowout. Well, it was a blowout. You guys blew them out, and you had 22 at one point, and then used the 8-minute shot clock and just made them chase you. And you guys just outplayed them wall to wall. Opening buzzer, opening tip to the final buzzer, and that was fantastic. And they, if they can adopt that mindset every time out, they're not going to win every game, but they have to walk off the court knowing they gave everything they could. Every, you know, Keaton Gibbons dive for the loose ball or what have you. And once they get that in their mindset, that's all you can ask out of kids.
And, you know, the point we tried to make right after the Wright scheme, and, I think they knew for a little bit because they played these kids before, but we told them, Heritage Hill's a better team than Wright's. Mm-hmm. I believe it. I think if they played right now, they'd beat them. They were older. They were more balanced. They were more mature. The physicality, and you're playing in their gym, and you know. So here we go again. I mean, you can't be a one hit wonder here, and you know, we're building on that right now.
That's right. That's right. We'll take another quick break, and then we'll come back and wrap up the show. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
The clock is ticking. It's your final days to save during the Red Tag Sales event at Expressway Chevrolet. Save over $14,000 off MSRP on a new Chevy Silverado Crew Cab 4x4, new Chevy Trailblazer LT $23,990. See red, save green at the Red Tag Sales event. ExpressWayChevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana. Together, let's drive. Price excludes tax, title, and $250 dock fee. Dealer retains all applicable rebates. Owner loyalty and Costco may apply. Trade assist on 2011 or newer. Residential restrictions may apply. Excludes previous offers. See dealer for details.
For over 40 years, Russell's Excavating has proudly served the community, specializing in commercial and industrial services. Russell's offers site preparation for new construction projects, demolition and industrial maintenance services. All services rendered with emphasis on safety first and customer satisfaction. A proud supporter of Wildcats Athletics is family-owned Russell's Excavating, located at 6800 Leonard Road South in Mount Vernon. Call 812-838-2471 for Russell's Excavating.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With three locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
Are you ready to make your real estate dreams a reality? Then give us a call today at Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty. Our community and market knowledge and effective negotiation skills are what you need, whether you are buying that dream home or selling your existing property. Team Milam has been the number one realtor and team in Posey County for the last 15 years. See our listings online at teammilam.com or call 812-453-1068 to discuss your needs. Team Milam Real Estate, going that extra mile.
Shake up your holidays with a new vehicle from Expressway Jeep, like a new 25 Ram 1500 4x4 for $38,990 or $359 per month. Plus, with every vehicle purchase, get up to $1,000 in holiday cash. Stop by today or check us out online at expressway jeep.com. Only at Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Includes tax, title, and $250 fee. Includes 1500 Expressway Jeep owner loyalty. Must trade in any model vehicle purchase from Expressway Family Dealership. 42-month lease, $3,999 customer cash down, 10,000 miles per year through Stellantis Financial Services. With approved credit, see dealer for details.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Mount Vernon High School Basketball Coaches Show. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI. I'm Alan Buck, sitting here with Coach Novsek. And I almost said football coaches show. I just you get going, and I'm just thinking about the determination and the drive out there on the floor, and same kind of attitude and same kind of atmosphere, no matter what the sport. And you've got a terrific group of kids out here. They've got to be a lot of fun to work with.
You know they are. I mean, we haven't had. You know, I was talking with the coach at Wood Memorial before the game, and you know, was telling it, and he kind of said the same thing. You know, they've got good kids. They always, you know, perform the way you want. But we haven't had, you know, any kind of, you know, issues of defiance or, you know, kids just, you know, not doing that. I mean, these are good kids. They've been well raised, and you know, and I think we're asking them to do things. I think that they haven't been used to being asked to do it, sort of the speed of it and stuff. And you know, we haven't had any. Any of that, you know, credit to their families for that. And, you know, and I've told these guys, you know, I'm going to demand and expect a lot out of you. And by that same token, you know, we're going to be there and have your back when things aren't going right.
They are good competitors. So when you put that kind of a challenge out to them, they're not going to shy away from it. They're going to accept it and embrace it and try to respond as best they can. It's just going to take. It's taking a little bit of time for them to adjust to you and so on and so forth.
Well, the thing that's really and this is the next step is the consistency of it. You know, you know, we had I believe it was Wood Memorial after the scrimmage. You know, we came in. We weren't happy with how that thing finished. And there were a couple areas, particularly in transition. And we came back and we had a couple very difficult practices. And it's like, guys, you know, this is the way you should go at each other every day without me running around here, you know, acting like a lunatic. You know, that this should be the standard as you come in, that you ask for one another. You know, that I'm not the only one yelling at this guy because he's not sprinting the floor or he's not in the stance or he messes up a coverage, you know, where, you know, that becomes part of the fabric of what we do every day. The consistent. My father used to tell me back the mark of a good player in any sport with them is consistency.
My coach always said, "You play like you practice."
You do,
and we come out. You just go toe to toe at practice, and you know, short of getting anybody injured, you play as hard as you possibly can. And as you said, that develops into a habit. Yeah. So it doesn't matter if it's practice or game, you're going out the same way. And games are only 32 minutes long. Our practices were almost 3 hours.
Well, we're not doing that. No, the old man ain't got much in him for 3 hours. But we go, and I've found this through the years, and it's not, you know, people want to blame kids, and it's nonsense. I mean, kids, I think, for a lot part are the same. But one of the things that has evolved, I think, I've seen in basketball, is the attention span is shorter. Mm-hmm. And you can go on, and you can go long. And what I have found is that in that last hour, extra hour you do, I don't think you get that much. You don't get it at the speed or the pace of the game. And that's when kids, I think, kind of lose interest about coming back the next day. So we have it. We're going to go longer here today and tomorrow than we've gone. We're going to go twice the 20. You know, we're going to do a, you know, I got this from Marty at Evansville. We did a lot of this. We would come in first hour and a half, non-contact, shooting, skill development, 5-on-0, come back. A few hours later, go right into live action. So you're going an hour and a half. Hopefully, you know, that's what you do. So we'll split that up like that where, you know, we're getting a lot of – and we'll also have some, you know, prep on East Central those 2 days as well, the 26th, 27th. So, you know, it's – you know, I'm being interested what we see here today because, I mean, I'd let it, you know, known – that we're disappointed and that they should be disappointed. And that's the thing that we've got to get across.
You got, I think the seniors are the ones that I've talked to over the years. I mean, they're disappointed too. I can guarantee you they are because they have expectations of themselves. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it doesn't always work out the way you plan. That's the thing with teenagers. You're talking about consistency, and I almost had to laugh. You're talking about consistency out of teenage boys. Mm-hmm. You know, one day they're the most graceful athlete around. Mm-hmm. The next day, you know, they're a pile of hormones. They're going wacky. They can't walk and chew gum at the same time. But the main thing is work as hard as they possibly can, get through all that, and develop that consistency you're talking about.
Sure.
So you're gonna leave out of here on Sunday.
We will leave Sunday little afternoon, and it's three and a half hours. They're an hour ahead of us, so we'll get there in the evening, and we'll, you know, I don't know, we'll probably eat on the way there or something there. We'll have some meetings, and then we play at noon. Right out of the chute. So, and then I think, I can't remember. I think it's win or lose. I can't remember that. I should know this, but I'm more focused here on the day.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's
we'll play that evening or afternoon again. And, you know, we're hoping to get a lot of guys. Hopefully, you know, this thing work out. We're going to play some of these younger kids. We don't have any of the quarter. You know, we ran into that last night. You know, I wanted to play Caleb Ollage in the fourth quarter. Couldn't because the JV, and I didn't know how this game. That's why we had. You know, we were going to put Waz in the third quarter, and that would have been his last one, so we held him. I wanted him to play. And but we'll have a full, you know, complement of guys here to go.
Yeah.
Hopefully, Robin, you know, Myers, you know, right now he's got a lot of soreness. Still does. He's going to do some stuff today. You know, see the doctor again tomorrow, I believe is what it is. We're fortunate. We have a terrific trainer, Kathy, Eric. And she saw him this morning. I still haven't had a chance to talk to her. I'll talk to her here momentarily. But, yeah. You know, our hope is that he's going to play.
Yeah. Well, the great thing about it, you know, at that age, he's going to heal up a lot quicker than you or I would if we had that same kind of injury. So, yeah, and, yeah, we really hope for the best for him and hope you get him back. But appreciate your time. We'll send it back to Dave, and I'll just say Merry Christmas, good luck next week, and good night to all good sports.
You've been listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, the Posey County Co-op, Auto Car Trader, Bud's Hardware, the Mount Vernon M Club, Russell's Excavating, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty, and Expressway Jeep and Chrysler. Keep up to date with the Mount Vernon Wildcats on 106.7 WMVI and PoseyCountyRadio.com.